You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Ready to go, another brand new week here on the Gym Class. Great to have you aboard as we come your way from our studio here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Isaac Elzinga, our producer, all present and accounted for here on a Monday in Eastern Iowa. Got a good show for you. As always on Monday, we take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports, highlighted by the Open Championship. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball, get to a little basketball talk, and more. More things coming up for some football. We got to get football. Football is only 10 days away, ladies and gentlemen. The first preseason game in the National Football League. So we will talk about that, including big news out of the NFL today. 319-366-6... let's try that again. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That's a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, call us, say hi to Isaac, ask how his weekend was, talk about things. That's also 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Scott. Good afternoon, you guys and everyone. And had a great weekend. Managed to stay away from kiss cams and a whole lot of things. high school 2024-25 season in high school sports is winding down this week. And so much in college and professional sports to talk about. So, ready to get at it.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch to talk about, and we will get to it. And good Monday to you, Isaac. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Sending emails, Aha. Which is a lot of the job, as I've learned.
That's okay. We thank you for doing that, by the way, if you're doing it for ours.
Not for yours. This is one's going to be for Spencer. Ah. I'm waiting for news from you to make sure I can do yours.
Oh, very good. And we got a lot to get to on the program here today. It's a veritable potpourri of sports to talk about, which is not unusual as we get into Monday late in the month of July. Football is around the corner. 319-366-1600. We'll get you updated with an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Talk about what's happening at wrapping up the high school calendar now as far as athletics with baseball and softball this week. So we'll get to that and the latest from Fort Dodge and et cetera coming up in just a little bit. Mark another one down for world number one, Scotty Scheffler. In not even dramatic fashion, this was more of how much is he going to win by, and man alive, it was a triumphant walk down the back nine for the most part. Did get to four once, I believe, but it was as much as a seven-shot lead, and Scotty Scheffler, another historic win, three-quarters of the way to the career Grand Slam now with the win over at Royal Portrush in the Open Championship.
Yeah, it was really surgical consistency in my mind. He was just good all 4 days. The weather really wasn't a mixed bag for the most part, on the weekend anyway, like it was advertised to be. But he was terrific. I think his son stole the show.
As usual.
Bennett was great. A little toddler. And it's a good thing Scheffler was consistent, because Bryson DeChambeau and Wyndham Clark outdid him the last three rounds. They were both 16 under par the last three rounds. It was their first rounds that really did them in. Otherwise, it would have been a whole different story. As it was, Scheffler won it. It was a good race for the first flight winners. But Scheffler is obviously, you know, so good. The comparisons with Tiger Woods, is he going to challenge him for most? Why don't they mention Jack Nicklaus? He holds the record. But it's Tiger Woods that they're comparing him to. And I think it's, like Scheffler said, kind of silly.
Yeah, he had a lot of very interesting things to say this week, starting off with his news conferences early in the week that, you know what, golf is not everything to me. It used to be, it's not anymore. And that kind of took some people aback. He's got a very, I think, a very good outlook on his career. He doesn't need to, he basically said, I don't need to win 15 majors. I'm going to have a good life no matter what happens. And all he does is go out and trounce the field. except for, you mentioned Wyndham Clark and Bryson DeChambeau. If they had Thursday over again, it would have been a heck of a finish at Port Rush. But this is definitely, this is a 180-degree turn from the last big name to come down the line about 20 years ago in Tiger Woods. And that's not a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's just a different thing. They are two completely different personalities going about dominating the golf world in about the same manner right now.
I think the big difference is that Tiger Woods changed golf, not only with his wins, but the television ratings and all that. Scheffler is just laid back, like you said. What he said this weekend, he said before, that golf is not the end all for him. And a lot of respects, I think he's the champion person of the year, not just the champion golfer of the year. He's just a genuinely cool guy in my mind. He wants to be a good father, as we all try and have tried to be. He wants to be a good husband, and that is his main focus after he gets off the golf course. When he's on the range, when he's you know, preparing for a major, he's all in. But it's not the end all for him, and that's really a different perspective, because I think for a lot of athletes out there, it is all consuming, and sometimes they lose sight of what's really important.
And I don't think Scotty's going to have that problem.
Doesn't appear to be.
The one thing yesterday, and it was inevitable when the lead grew to 7, was the fact that it was now, the comparisons are coming. We are going through the 25th anniversary of perhaps the greatest season that Tiger Woods ever had in the year 2000 with the Tiger Slam. And while it's not the Tiger Slam, winning 2 out of 4 in this day and age is pretty darn impressive for what Scottie Scheffler has accomplished in 2025. And he's still got the FedEx Cup to go. He's still got the he still has the Ryder Cup. Of course, that's not an individual situation for the most part. That is a team event, but there's still plenty of things to accomplish this year, and getting another player of the year for Scottie Scheffler. But just the way they go about it, Scottie Scheffler has his wife and Bennett right there. I mean, picking him up, carrying him around, Bennett. Bennett doing a face plant, mm-hmm. going up 18, which he was fine.
I can relate.
I can relate. And I thought the funniest thing was Bennett was walking, fell down, mm-hmm. and then there's the captain of the RNA came over there to help mm-hmm. him up, and he kind of gave him the "Who are you?" look. We all know that look if you have children. Out yeah. there. Who's this guy? that was fun, but. That's Scotty. That's not Tiger. Tiger did it in a different fashion. He made the 40-footer that would just rip your heart out and get the crowd behind you. And Scotty, yeah, the crowd is behind him, but it's in a different way. It's just two people going about their business, getting it done, but doing it in, like I said, 180-degree turnabout ways.
Comparisons are kind of what we do, right?
I
mean, we went through that for a time when Jordan Spieth won. You know, he was really hot, and Rory McIlroy to a certain extent. Certainly, when Tiger was in his prime, that was the comparison with Nicklaus. And I think Tiger would have surpassed Nicklaus had he stayed healthy and not had his personal problems. Jack still is number one in my mind. But I think, you know, those types of comparisons when Maris is chasing and Aaron is chasing, and we make these comparisons about things, and I think it's all well and good, but Scheffler's got 4. Tiger's got 15. Jack's got 16. He's got a little ways to go, but he is only 29.
Join some elite company again. Every time Scotty wins, it seems like he joins elite company with not only the way he has won, but he becomes another player, and it's a very small list to win 3 majors, 3/4 of the way to the career Grand Slam by the age of 30. And, oh, by the way, he will turn 30 next year on the Sunday of the U.S. Open on Father's Day.
Mm.
So...
no pressure.
We were talking about that earlier today. A group of us were that... okay, does that count as 29? Because the tournament started when he was 29, but he could win it when he was 30, unless he was born at 8 p.m. at night. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but U.S. Open next year at Shinnecock is going to be very, very interesting, and there's going to be one big storyline to that thing.
Yeah. Scotty's done pretty good since he got arrested, right?
I tell you what, you're right.
That's a line of demarcation, maybe.
It was, I mean, think of, he had the accident on Christmas where he sliced his hand, could not play for a while. Just think what he might have accomplished this year if he got an earlier start. I mean, he has done this basically after missing the first, you know, 20%, 25% of the golf season. And all he's done is come out and just win. Oh, by the way, he's one of the top 10 putters in the world now. And like I said, the comparisons with Tiger. Tiger was the guy. Was he a great consistent putter? No. Scotty was probably a little bit more of a consistent putter. But there was nobody. Jack and Tiger were the two guys that would make the 30-footer when they needed to rip your heart out. They would do it in different ways. Jack would kind of give you that wry smile, and Tiger would fist pump the crowd into oblivion. Mm-hmm. So it's just different ways they go about their business.
The only guy living as good a life right now is probably Ted Scott, his caddy. Ted Scott has made as much money as he'd rank in the top 100 of money earners this year on the PGA Tour. Based on his cut, which is between 5 and 10%. I don't know what it is for sure, but Scotty's made $16 million this year. So do the math. And but it was a good weekend. It was kind of blah because of the margin of victory, but I always enjoy it.
And you didn't have the British Open weather.
No, you didn't.
For the Not Saturday the weekend. And Sunday.
No.
Sunday was, it was nicer in Portrush than it was on the French Riviera. Think about that. It was a beautiful day.
That's not on my weather app.
And well, they mentioned that on the broadcast. That's the only reason I know. I'm not following the French Riviera as far as their weather is concerned, but it was you never see a day like that, especially in the northern tip of the UK. The last time it was at Portrush, you had all 4 seasons going. Didn't have it this time, which is why the scores were as low as they were, and probably, I thought, could have been even lower than, 17, 18 under, where Scottie Scheffler finished. Much like when Shane Lowry won, it was a large margin of victory. It was kind of a victory lap in the end for Scottie Scheffler. But he is the man. He is chasing Tiger comparisons right now. And that's all that Golf Channel has talked about for the last 16 hours.
You need content, right?
Well, you need content.
After a couple tournaments, it'll be the FedEx Cup playoffs and then the Ryder Cup, and right in the middle of football season.
There you go. But it's going to be fun. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. A couple people doing so. 5308 says, I wouldn't be surprised if 10 years from now Scheffler has 8 to 10 majors and just decides to hang it up.
I can see it.
I can see that. I can definitely see that happening. when Bennett gets to be 10, 11 years old, I'm sure they'll have another one by then, if not two, whatever the case. I don't know anything about the Scheffler's personal life, and they're not on a kiss cam. Thank goodness. Anywhere. But, yeah, it would not shock me if he pulled somewhat of a Bobby Jones here and said, okay, yeah, I'm done. I've got everything I need.
Yeah, I think he'll still be motivated on the golf course. I don't know if he'll hang it up because golf longevity is so much greater than other sports. It's not like Barry Sanders out there, but you referenced Hogan, and you know whatever's in Scheffler's mind. I wouldn't be surprised either way, I guess.
Yeah. Also, 0560 saying Tiger to me was swarming and talked down to the press. Scotty is a good regular guy. They're just two different guys. Two absolutely polar opposite guys doing their job. And it's going to be interesting to see what Scotty does in the future. You mentioned there have been guys that have done this. Colin Morikawa was off to a great start. Jordan Spieth. They're still good golfers, but they didn't do what Scotty's doing right now. The last 2 years, you take a look at Scotty Scheffler's stats, win percentage, et cetera, et cetera. His margin of victory is 5.2 strokes, which is greater than Tiger's. And that included Tiger's 2000 season when he won by 15 shots at Pebble in the U.S. Open. And that says a lot for what Scotty is doing right now. Now, I don't think the rest of the tour is scared of Scotty Scheffler like those guys 25 years ago. They were scared of Tiger Woods. They didn't want anything to do with Tiger Woods.
Generally speaking, golfers have lulls in their career, as we both know.
We all know.
whether that happens with Scheffler remains to be seen. Tiger went through a bit of it. We've seen Spieth go through it. We've seen Morikawa go through it. Rory, to a certain extent, has gone through it. And I can name others, but the guy right now is so consistent, it's silly.
And I don't think it's going to be lacking anytime soon. 319-366-1600. Should let everybody know that we have on our program this week, and we are on today, tomorrow, off Wednesday, back with you on Thursday, and then off on Friday. The Cubs play Wednesday matinee game. Friday, a special show that Spencer and Todd are going to be airing live from the Field of Dreams up in Dyersville or north of Dyersville. So more on that throughout the week. We have today, Tuesday and Thursday, tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. at the Iowa State Fair. And they've got a very good entertainment schedule again this year. Special guest, Old Crow Medicine Show. Now, I must admit, I have never heard of Old Crow Medicine Show. But I'm sure they're good if they're opening up for Hank Williams Jr. So he's going to be at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines on Friday, August the 15th. And we've got your chances to win. We'll have a call-in a little bit later on for you this week, and the rest of our local shows here on KGYM 1600 ESPN are also going to be giving away tickets. For example, all this week, Spencer on Sports, your chance to win hairball tickets. Their 25th anniversary tour.
Good show.
That makes you feel old. Makes me feel old seeing hairball as many times as I have, but they've been around 25 years. So he's got that opportunity, and then Todd will have Leonard Skinner tickets for you to win as well. 319-366-1600. It is, in football terms, another hyperbole week, Mark. ACC starting today. Bill Belichick at ACC Media Day is just absolutely stoic. And tomorrow in the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, it will be Big Ten Media Days, as this is a 72-hour extravaganza that only the Big Ten can put together with 18 teams, 3 days, 6 coaches per day. Kirk Ferentz on Thursday. We're trying to line up somebody live from Vegas to talk with. And it's hyperbole. It should be entertaining. And perhaps the most entertaining thing about it is the annual Cleveland.com poll of sports writers and folks that cover the Big Ten from coast to coast and sea to shining sea. And we have that for you right now. Who is picked to win?
That'd be Penn State. Penn State received 11 first-place votes. Ohio State received 10. Ohio State is number two in this particular poll, done annually. Iowa lands at 7th, which I think is, for argument's sake, probably okay for what I see in this Iowa football team. As far as the teams above Iowa in this particular poll, Iowa plays 3 of them. That'd be Penn State, Oregon, and Indiana, and all those games are at home. The other 3, Iowa does not play Illinois, Ohio State, or Michigan. So be that as it may, but Tony Petitti, the commissioner, will lead it off tomorrow. Perhaps he'll be asked why he is asking the NCAA for no further penalties against Michigan. But then folks like Brett Bielema, Kurt Cignetti, Matt Rhule, and Ryan Day will speak tomorrow.
Trying to get the Michigan Wolverines cleared. Well, that's what a commissioner's supposed to do, right? No matter.
Is it?
Well, I think so. I mean, look what Sankey had to say at SEC Media Days. I mean, if you're not if you are not trying to help out your league, then you are not doing it right, and you should not be up there as the commissioner of said league. Am I wrong about that?
So the WNBA commissioner should acquiesce to the T-shirts that the WNBA All-Stars wore Saturday night.
That might be
okay.
That's apples and oranges. We will get to that. 319-366-1600. So Penn State.
Yeah.
I can see that. I think the Nittanies have probably the most returning talent. Lots going to depend, obviously, on the transfers for Ohio State and others. But based Aller, others, you got to give it to Penn State, don't you?
Yeah, the big variable is James Franklin, is it not? I mean, they got a terrific quarterback and Drew Aller and a couple of very good running backs, and you go across the team, and it's a team that should really contend for a national championship in my mind. But there's Ohio State. Ohio State's going to be there. And the rest of the top 6, you know, it does include Oregon, who people like. Michigan got a first-place vote. Illinois.
Is that from the commissioner?
Illinois is in there. I mean, maybe Iowa's catching a break not to face Illinois this year, and vice versa. I don't know. But that's an interesting dichotomy of the Big Ten schedule. Biggest home game I'm looking forward to is Indiana.
Mm.
See if obviously Penn State. I mean, Penn State could be ranked, what,
number one? Could be number one at that point. Oregon.
Yeah.
In there as well. Indiana, interesting out there. 319-366-1600. Do you agree? 7th for the Hawkeyes. Too high, too low, just right. To me, I think that is pretty accurate. Based on what everybody has coming back, Iowa's got some holes to fill, especially in the defensive side of the ball. Phil Parker usually has that unit raring to go, though, by the time conference football starts. And I think that might be spot on.
Yeah, USA Today, I saw USA Today's poll had Iowa, and I don't know who's involved in the poll, but it had Iowa 10th. Which I thought was a bit low.
And I think that's a bit low.
Saw the Cleveland.com. I think it's about right.
Isaac, do you agree?
It sounds about right. Based off of the teams that are ahead of them, the only team that I kind of think you can make an argument is maybe a little low. You can make an argument Minnesota at 11th feels a little low. They're below USC, Washington, and Nebraska. I think Minnesota's going to have a pretty good year. So I think you make a case for Minnesota being maybe the the mover, like the team that will make the highest jump from their original spot.
Of course, Nebraska fans think they're going to win 11 games.
Yes, so. Well, that's a given every year. But I think Minnesota at 11 feels just a little bit too low.
A little slighted. They may have the best athlete in the Big Ten, too.
That's true.
Coming in. Who might be the next two-sport athlete, two-sport star in college football.
Yeah. But 7 for Iowa feels, they're right in that 7-8 range feels like a good spot for them.
Okay. Gene and Vinton agrees with 8 or 9 wins, he is saying, this year. Would you take 9-3 for Iowa right now?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Would you take 9-3 for Iowa State right now?
Yep.
I think I would.
Nothing wrong with 9-3. Nothing wrong at all. In my mind.
Nine wins, I would agree, but does that work in Columbus and does that work in Ann Arbor? Does that work in State College this year? 9-3.
Columbus is not Iowa City.
No, but sometimes Iowa City thinks like Columbus.
True.
Sometimes places think maybe above where they should. And that's where you get in trouble a little bit. It's happened many times where a coach was shown the door, should not have been, and then there is instant regret to how that played out. May have happened here 25 years or odd years ago in a different sport. 3:31. So, well, like I said, hopefully we are going to get hooked up with someone from Las Vegas and talk about the Big Ten media days. Like I said, Kirk Ferentz doesn't go till early Thursday. Well, early. I think he's first on the docket on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got the Thursday show coming your way. We'll see. We're going to try tomorrow, hopefully get somebody in there from Las Vegas. If we can get them out of the casino. And get them to a phone. There are no clocks in Las Vegas. Keep that in mind. All right, let's get it to Mark here for an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emels on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and they're online at emelshideaway.com.
The AquaSure Classic in California officially announced matchups for this November's men's basketball event. Iowa will play Ole Miss November 25th. Then we'll meet either Grand Canyon or Utah the next day. In one of the other brackets, Northern Iowa will open against Loyola of Chicago. Former Iowa tight end Noah Fant was released over the weekend. He had started 42 games in 3 seasons with the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle drafted a tight end in the second round, and his release is seen as a potential cap savings. Former Iowa State Cyclone Curtis Jones signed a 2-way contract with the NBA Denver Nuggets. The undrafted free agent excelled in the summer league, averaging 15 points per game and shooting 47% from three-point range. The American Athletic Conference has rebranded. The league has dropped the word athletic and now will be known as the American Conference. And with a new mascot called Soar, the Eagle. Finally, longtime Bloomington Herald Times sports editor Bob Hamill died Saturday night at age 88. Hamill's decorated career included covering Indiana's basketball and its 3 national championship teams, plus co-authoring Coach Bob Knight's biography.
Yeah, a very well-respected man in the world of journalism. State baseball and state softball underway today as well, and it has been upheaval Monday over at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. Early this morning, number one seed, number one rated Xavier upset by Pella 5-1. So Xavier will have one more game in the tournament. They will go into the loser's bracket. Pella will take on ADM. 3 out of the 4 quarterfinals won by the lower seeds today. 5th-seeded ADM beat Dallas Center Grimes, number 4, 4-1. 7th-seeded North Scott beat number 2 Norwalk, 7-1. And in 9 innings, North Polk has just beaten Western Dubuque. that by a score of 8-7. And so that is softball. State baseball going on in Sioux City for Class 3A. Dubuque Qualert, number one seed, number one rated, beat Boone 3-1. Right now, it is Sadell leading Davenport Assumption, that by a score of 5-3. In Carroll at Merchants Park in 1A, Hillcrest Academy, the Mighty Ravens, beat Remsen St. Mary's, the number one seed today, 3-1. They will take on either Martinsdale St. Mary's or Key High, and Martinsdale St. Mary's has just won that game 2-0, beating Lansing Key. In 1A, East Buchanan will meet Linville Sully at 4:30, St. Ansgar versus Logan Magnolia tonight. And 3A, Pella will take on Sergeant Bluff Luton at 5. Sioux City Helam will take on Carlisle at 7:30. Tough way for Xavier to go down today.
Yeah, no, a tough day for our friend KJ Pilcher, whose daughter is an exceptional catcher and player for Xavier. Tough loss.
A tough loss for the Saints. We will take a break, come back, and have more for you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come right after this here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there will be a mix of sun and clouds, but more clouds than sun through most of the day. Temperatures are going to rise toward 80 degrees, and humidity will be gradually increasing through the afternoon and into the evening. Overnight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, and temperatures just drop to a low around 70. There may be a few showers and storms in the morning, but then it'll be a sunny, hot, and humid day, with temperatures rising toward 90 and heat index values in the triple digits for several hours. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
You know, customer walks in and they're like, geez, everybody's still here, the same people. You love to hear it.
Patrick Eads and Terry Adams with Deary Ford.
It's our 15-year anniversary. We have so many people on the team that have been with us since day one.
That's really kind of what makes it all just come together.
We've been together for quite a while.
You know, it's part of building good relationships. We've had customers that moved away but still continue to do business with us.
The success we've had would not have happened if it was not for our team.
Celebrate the 15th anniversary all month long at Deary Ford, Iowa City.
When we say here for you, we mean it.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And life's busy and Quick Star gets it. And that's why they offer some great, great deals for you. And items on the go, from fresh coffee and tasty bakery treats to grab-and-go meals. They are your one stop. Quick Star is for variety, quality, and fast service. And of course, when you need gas, their fully guaranteed fuel keeps you moving. Plus, enjoy the free ATMs, free air for your tires, and clean restrooms. And they got some great specials going on right now when you stop by. Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Buy one pint for $3.99 and get one free. Limit two. Kitchen Cravings. Bacon Wrap Pork Loins. 5 ounce. 4 for $5. Limit four. And the Quickery White Bread. 99 cents per loaf. And limit two. And whatever they need, they've got it for you. And they've got it all throughout the day and night at your neighborhood Quick Star.
You only have 3 months until Windows 10 support ends. We can help. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. Our special Windows 11 evaluation means we'll come to your business, check every computer, and let you know which ones can handle this crucial software upgrade and which ones need to be replaced. With prices and supply chains in continual flux, you'll want to get your company's plan in place ASAP. Go to ncsei.com and click on Windows 11 evaluation to get started.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Yonda Motor Services. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-606-8737. 800-606-8737. 800-606-8737.
Hey, we're back, 3:39 here in a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzingo with you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Text line available, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, that's also 319-366-1600. A little bit more football news. We were talking about college football, and Kyle on the text line saying it feels like Hawkeyes are going to be perpetually seventh best from here on out. When you take a look at what the Big Ten has to offer, I think there are going to be years when Iowa is going to be higher. There's going to be years where Iowa is predicted lower. But as you know, Mark, you've seen this for many decades for preseason. Your favorite thing, by the way, preseason polls. How many years has Ohio State and Michigan not been in the top three in the Big Ten in the preseason poll? Never?
Top what?
Three.
True.
Penn State, when it joined the league, was an interloper to that. And there might have been a couple years Michigan, before Harbaugh got there, sorry, Matt, the Michigan fan, who is rooting for East Buchanan today, by the way. Just let us know in the text line. He says, go Bucks.
Well, Michigan's not in the top three this year.
They are not. But now that it's an 18-team Big Ten, I mean, you have to put into perspective what seventh is, right?
Yeah, it's better than 17th.
Darn right. Now, it's not Iowa State picked by some second, by some third or fourth or whatever, not as many teams in the Big 12. You can come to your own conclusion whether where the Big 12 stacks as far as Power 5 conferences in football is concerned.
Yeah, this is all really interesting, and one of the reasons we're talking about it today, and others are as well, but look at Indiana last year.
They were picked 17.
Yeah. And they had a terrific year.
Arizona Indiana State picked last. Year.
Arizona State. And, you know, if Iowa is picked seventh and finishes second, that's one thing. If they're picked seventh and finish 15th, that's another. It's a starting point.
It is a starting point. And these things don't mean, like we've always said, this and a cup and this and a quarter would buy you an old-fashioned cup of coffee.
Less and less are people relating to that, Scott.
I'm painfully aware. Painfully aware of that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. And always good to go down to Muscatine County and hear from Troy, who joins us here on a Monday in Eastern Iowa. Hi, Troy.
Hi, guys. Mark, I think you just coined a nickname for Franklin. I love it. The Big Variable.
It might be taken. I don't know.
It's perfect because he gets them to a certain level, and then something goes seriously wrong. As a longtime Chiefs fan, a little bit of a Marty Schottenheimer quality to that. I don't know exactly. Almost there, but not quite.
God bless and you, Troy, for saying that.
I'm with you on Cignetti. He's like the new Gary Barnett. He's so cocky. He's so arrogant. He's so confident. You just really want to beat him. And I feel that way. Totally. I totally agree with you on those two points. You guys are making a great point about the strength of the Big Ten. I still can't get over. Look, Iowa, I think, is going to USC to play in the Coliseum for the first time since 1974, and if Iowa played Oregon and USC as a non-conference game, we'd say this schedule's crazy with Iowa State on it.
Oh yeah, but that's a new way of the world in 2025 in college football.
Unfortunately, I remember when USC was on the non-conference schedule,
so was
and
UCLA.
That didn't turn out so well.
People were clamoring to add Iowa to their preseason schedule. Troy, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Great show.
319-366-1600. Always good to hear from Troy. And I mean, real quick here, Iowa's schedule in the Big Ten, they start off at Rutgers. Then you mentioned the game against Indiana to close out September. A week off before going to Madison to take on Wisconsin, then the Penn State game. So Wisconsin and Penn State back-to-back is no picnic. Then Minnesota, battle for Floyd Rosedale. The home game against the Oregon Ducks on November the 8th, and then the aforementioned trip out to the Coliseum to take on Lincoln Riley and the USC Trojans before games against Michigan State and at Nebraska. So, I mean, that's what you're going to get every year now in the Big Ten.
Yep.
That's your schedule. Like it or not, that's what happens when 18 teams come in and the Oregons and the USCs and UCLA is not going anywhere. Washington is going to have their years where they're going to be very good. That's what you get, man. 9-3 is not bad.
It's a tough schedule, but it's not as tough as it could be because Ohio State and Michigan, and this year Illinois, are not on the schedule. It's no bargain, you know, when Penn State and Oregon are on the schedule, but you got to play some of them. You know, UCLA's, I think, probably going to be pretty good again. They beat Iowa last year. So, this is what you're going to get in an 18-team league comprised of these teams.
That's college football. A little pro football. A couple of pieces of injury news. The most significant is Will Levis is out for the year for the Tennessee Titans. Not that he was one of the top 15 rated quarterbacks or even in the top half of the National Football League, but he is out for the year, and maybe a good thing, maybe not such a good thing at this moment, but it could turn into a good thing. Number one pick Cam Ward is your new number one quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
So he's going to be anyway.
It was a matter of time.
Yeah.
It was a matter of time. By week 6, 7, whatever, it was going to be Cam Ward. But now it is from the get-go. Maybe not a bad thing. Bad for Will Levis, who was a former number one draft choice, by the way. But you're starting off with he's going to get all the reps. He's going to learn everything. There are going to be some really ugly times for Cam Ward, but there are going to be some nice times for Cam Ward, I think, as well. So bad for Will Levis. I think maybe in the long run, good, though, for the Tennessee Titans.
Doesn't do much for depth. That's the only thing. I don't know who else is in that camp for that team, but Cam Ward was going to be the number one guy, and now it's just inevitable.
He was, and he's going to be out for the entire season. The Detroit Lions lost one of their defensive tackles as well over the weekend for the year. So they were decimated last year by injuries, and they're not off to a great start this year. And this tells you how wicked football is, especially at the professional level, where these injuries creep up. We haven't even started training camp officially yet for most teams coming this week. And we got a game 10 days from now, Mark.
Yeah, when these media days start and everything and training camps open, it's just the games are here the next day, it seems like. And I'm looking forward to it.
Should get to a little bit of baseball before we get to a break here. All highlighted by the fact that Rich Hill is back in the major leagues at age 45 with his 14th major league team. That would be the Kansas City Royals, who are in Chicago to take on the Cubs. We'll have that game tonight for you right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN, as that will be a 6:30 pregame, Cubs and the Royals. But Rich Hill is back. And the Brewers have caught the Cubs in the National League Central.
I watched a lot, but some of the Brewers and Dodgers, especially yesterday. It got a little ticklish at the end, but the Brewers pulled it out. Mookie Betts had a rope to center with runners in scoring position for the Dodgers, but 6-0 against the Dodgers this year for the
Swept
Brewers.
Them.
Won 10 in a row, and in a few moments, Mr. Brewer will be in our studio to tell us about his show from 4 to 6.
That's not an AI-generated Bob Uecker. That is Spencer.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, now it's only July 21st, but I did pick the Brewers. Looking okay so far. But you guys picked the Cubs.
I think I did pick the Cubs, yeah. But
y'all picked the Cubs.
The Brewers got a nice team. I love their manager. I don't mind the Cubs manager. But this is going to be a good race, I think. And the Central, you got four teams with winning records. Whether that will be the case a couple weeks from now, we'll see. But that's a heck of a race. Detroit, best team and best record in baseball. Skubal was brilliant again. He's brilliant every, you know, since his opening two starts of the year. I haven't seen many better in recent years than this guy. He's just terrific.
He is terrific. I know the Matt Snyder article in CBS Sports today, is the National League Central the best division in baseball? I don't know if it is or not. It's one of them. Obviously, they're much improved when you have the Cubs doing what they are doing, the Brewers having doing what they are doing. We'll see if the Cardinals can keep up with this pace that Milwaukee and Chicago are setting. We'll see if Cincinnati, Cyclone Tim, we'll see if your Reds can keep up with it. I would just like to point out that the Chicago White Sox had their first sweep in 2 years. Unfortunately, it came at the hands of the Pittsburgh Pirates. No Mitch Keller or no Paul Skeens, though, but I'm not giving it back.
NL Central is not the best division. It's the best race. AL East and NL West might have something to say about that, in my mind.
It's all speculation until October. It's going to be fun. The Brewers getting Woodruff back, that is a great addition. I think the Cubs are going to make, they're talking about a third baseman. I think you and I were talking during the break. I think Shaw is fine. I think they need a starter. They're throwing another bullpen guy tonight for a starter. I think the Cubs need to be searching for a starting pitcher. Just me.
Trade deadline looming, and it's I think it's going to be fascinating to see what the contending teams do.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and hear what's coming up on Spencer on Sports. Wrap things up for you right after this here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Hi, I'm Stacey Dayball, your branding specialist with KZIA. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, it starts with a conversation and a transformation. I'll sit down with you one-on-one to uncover what makes your business unique and build a strategy that tells your story in a way people remember with our proven transformation system. We don't just advertise, we build your brand, your voice, your future. Let's make your business unforgettable. Schedule your meeting with me today at KZIA.com under the Transformation tab.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today, purplewave.com.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
3:53, back with you to close up shop on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Again, we are trying to get hooked up with someone from Las Vegas for tomorrow here on the program to join us from Big Ten Media Days, or Hyperbole Days, as the first of 3 days get underway tomorrow. Coming up next, Spencer on Sports with Spencer Wagon. Mr. Brewer.
Hi. How's it going?
It's been a good 2 weeks for you.
It has. Yeah, it's been
Been fun to watch, that's for sure. And we'll talk some baseball on the show. Got our usual full count segment. I've remembered it 2 weeks in a row now. Remember the actual name of the segment, not the old one. So that's coming up at 5. But lots to get to. That's preseason poll day. The Big Ten had theirs. The Missouri Valley had theirs. Got some thoughts on that. And talk a little Big Ten football in the 5 o'clock hour, plus our ever-popular Monday MVP and LVP, most and least valuable players from the weekend. We'll see what the listeners have to say about that.
I wish I was eligible to weigh in on the LVP.
You can weigh in. You can weigh in anytime you want. You get a nominee. What do you got?
I know.
The entire Twins roster.
WNBA players.
We'll talk about that too. Maybe not an LVP context, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So 4 until 6, and then Cubs and Royals with Rich Hill now in his 14th team.
Rich Hill, man. You could fill up an entire immaculate grid of nothing but Rich Hill. Yeah, 14 teams. That's crazy.
I think it's great. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Isaac. What you got?
We got a contest.
Oh, yep. We do. Doggone it. Thank you for reminding. Spencer, we'll talk
step
to you
away.
Today. All right. Caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. Thank you, Isaac. That's why you're the best in the business. And we've got tickets to see Hank Williams Jr., one of the greats of country music, old-time country music. And we're going to give somebody out there an opportunity to pick up those tickets right now at 319-366-1600. We're going to take caller number 6. Again, 319-366-1600. And we're going to set you up with some tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. I'm not going to guarantee he's going to sing the old Monday Night Football theme. He should, but we'll give you that opportunity. And as I mentioned, Spencer has hairball tickets to give away as well this week. So 319-366-1600. Phones are lining up, and thank you for that. We do very much appreciate it. I did not watch Saturday night. I had other plans, did not watch.
You didn't miss anything.
You said the game itself was not, it made the NBA game look, in comparison.
It is now the worst of all All-Star games. I mean, imagine when you play, you're playing in a, on the court with your, say, 8-year-old son or daughter, and at the free throw line, they kind of get past you and you just let them go. That's what it was. I mean, it was, if they want to showcase some of these, play some semblance of defense. And I know that the NBA and the NHL and most All-Star games are kind of like that. Defense is optional, but that was an absolute joke.
I don't even know who won.
And I didn't watch the whole thing. Maybe it got better at the end. I don't know.
Well, if it's not the MLB All-Star Game or the hockey way they had it this year, I don't think I'm really for it. So I get it. It is what it is. People enjoy it. Seeing a lot of points put on the old board. But all right. We are, fingers crossed, going to have somebody from Las Vegas tomorrow. And the Big Ten. We'll have somebody for you. Have a good night, Mark.
We'll do. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Adam Schefter here for Vivid Seats, your ultimate destination for all your sports and concert needs this summer. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every